Dictation for Mary Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S, January 735. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, consultation Mrs. Peters. She goes by Jane with abnormal kidney function. Denies change of weight on appetite. Denies vomiting dysphagia. There has been diarrhea for the last few years. After eating, liquid. No abdominal pain, blood in the stools, nausea or vomiting. Denies any undigested food or floating of the stools on the toilet. Does not happen at night. There is nocturia 2-3 times, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Denies gross edema. An attempt to stop HCTC caused severe edema, probably from the Norvas. Back on HCTC, edema resolved. Supposed to be doing salt restriction, no claudication abnormalities, no numbness, tingling, burning. Denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, oxygen, no inhalers, no CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, some bruises of the skin, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches, other review system negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for hypothyroidism, hypertension, diabetes, elevated cholesterol, coronary artery disease with a prior 2-vessel bypass surgery 2013. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke seizures, denies peripheral vascular disease, gangrene, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, kidney stones, gout, denies blood protein in the urine or infection, denies pneumonia. She's not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, arrhythmia, or heart murmurs. Next paragraph. Surgeries included the 2-vessel bypass, bilateral length implant, tonsils, appendix, 3 C-sections, hysterectomy, including 1 ovary, benign condition fibroids, another ovary was left in place, colonoscopies. Some kind of rectal surgery, benign, breast biopsy, benign. Also surgery for Bartholin, B-A-R-T-H-O-L-I-N-S, cyst. Next paragraph, medications at home, a number of supplements, otherwise Prilosec, Sofran, thyroid replacement, Metoprolol, Norvas, Lisinopril, HCTC, Metformin, low dose of aspirin, Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, every month, sub-Q, and Allogliptin, A-L-O-G-L-I-P-T-I-N. Next paragraph, reported allergies, which include Flexeril, Zetia, Levaquin, Antibird, Demerol, Propoxyphene, all the statins, Sulfa, Tetanus Toxoid, apparently Triamterene, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N-E, sugar substitute Aspartame, a topical treatment, tropicamide, T-R-O-P-I-C-A-M-I-D-E. Next paragraph, on physical exam, height 60 inches, weight 162, blood pressure 152-68 on the right, 132-60 on the left, alert, oriented sign 3, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, no palpable lymph nodes, no carotid bruit or thyroid, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no palpable liver spleen, overweight of the abdomen, fair popliteal dorsal pedis, capillary refill, no gross edema, a number of tattoos, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, creatinine, the last couple of years, between 1.4 and 1.5 for a GFR around 33 to 36. And that will be a stage 3B. The most recent one in February, a normal sodium, potassium elevated 5.2, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.7, A1C 7.1, TSH normal, elevated cholesterol, triglyceride, LDL. I do not see a urine sample or cell count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, based on blood tests the last 2 years, stable over time, no progression, without any symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. A person who has diabetes and hypertension. Diabetes and blood pressure appears to be, for the most part, fairly well controlled. Today, there is an isolated high blood pressure on the right side. It needs to be assessed at home before we adjust medications. I have no objections on the use of HCPC among other blood pressure medications, including lisinopril. Blood tests will be updated. We are going to see if there is any activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. An albumin creatinine ratio has been requested. We will assess mineral bone abnormalities with renal failure, with phosphorus, and secondary hyperparathyroidism with PTH. She's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I did not request a kidney ultrasound today, but given the prior coronary artery disease and atherosclerosis, at some point, if there is progressive renal failure or difficult to control blood pressure, we will assess for kidney asymmetry, renal artery stenosis, and nephrosclerosis. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months, end of dictation.